What was it? Episode 8 was the one with me and Sigurdin?
Yes. Episode 8, and you were a little tipsy.
Dude, I was tipsy when I started. I was drunk by the time we were done.
You won the real match.
I had so much fun.
And it got you hired, so go figure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if that's my current like job, too. I got drunk during that interview as well. So this is a winning system I have.
This is the 2020 Sports Trivia Face-Off Invitational Tournament.
That's right. You've downloaded Season 3, Episode 9 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Erin is here. We'll get to her in just a second. This is the first quarterfinal of the Sports Trivia Face-Off Invitational Tournament. These players are going to see who's going to move on to the semifinals. And let's get back to Erin. Erin, how are you this morning?
I'm concerned the name of this tournament doesn't have enough adjectives in it. We're going to need at least two more.
Well, we can get Ryan to work on that, and I'm sure he can come up with at least 7 or 8 more.
That's true. Other than that, I'm good. Hello from the distant past, because we're recording this, you know, back in like 2017. I feel like it's going to feel like that long ago by the time this episode finally drops.
Our contestants are Wesley and Josh. Wesley, please remind our audience about Wesley.
I'm Wesley. I am currently in Hazelwood, Missouri, where I work in transportation logistics. I'm a fan of Arkansas, mostly, and the Cardinals. Those are my... I don't do a whole lot in the other professional sports leagues, so those are my two biggest loves. And I'm currently sitting by my beautiful dog, Faye, named after Fayetteville, because I'm not in Arkansas, so I've got to keep that connection alive somehow.
By the way, I dig what you've got going on with the pennants back there. That's
awesome. Yeah. Anytime I visit a baseball stadium, I buy a pennant from there. And so I've got pennants covering my wall because I've seen 25 of the 30 MLB teams live.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's cool. We also have Josh with us. Josh, please remind our audience about you.
Hi, I'm Josh Wood. I'm a marketing guy, former journalist, living in Wichita, Kansas. I'm originally from Detroit, so that's all of my allegiances, and hopefully I'll do better than the pro sports teams of Detroit in the last year, who currently sit at the number one overall pick, the number one overall pick, the number three overall pick, and the Pistons are leading the way with number seven overall pick right now, so things are looking up, I'm thinking.
Go Pistons?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I kind of want them to keep trending down, so...
Alrighty, now that we know the players, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Josh, I'm going to give you the call of the toss of the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
I'll go with tails, rarely failed.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
You got tails.
Hey!
Tails it is. So you get your choice of playing or passing the first 3 categories. That'll determine what happens in the second period, and whoever is trailing will choose first in the third period. Ryan's been at it with the themes for this episode, so your choices are greens, reds, or violets.
I can't really figure out what that last category is. Well, let's go with reds.
Reds. These are 5 questions about famous reds in sports. Number 1. In 1964, Red Auerbach compiled the NBA's first all-black starting 5 with the Boston Celtics. They were Bill Russell, STFO favorite Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, Willie Naulis, and what Lifetime Celtic whose number 24 has been retired by the team?
Tiny Archibald.
Tiny Archibald is incorrect. Wesley?
I was trying to hold my poker face because I did not want a challenge there. I don't know. I feel like it's probably a name I know, but I don't know it right now.
And the answer is Sam Jones.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, Red Auerbach's real name was Arnold.
I thought it would be kind of bad form to challenge on the very first question of an invitational tournament to expose how ignorant we were, but I guess it would have worked.
It would have.
Number two, Red Ruffing won 6 World Series titles with the Yankees during the 30s and 40s. What position did he play with the Bronx Bombers?
Second base.
Second base is incorrect, Wesley.
Was he the catcher?
He was not, but you're close. He was his battery mate. He was a pitcher.
Oh.
And Red Ruffing's real name was Charles. Number three to Josh. What man spent 88% of his Major League Baseball career as both player and coach with the St. Louis Cardinals from 1945 to 1990?
Okay, I'm going to guess I shouldn't challenge Wesley here. I think that's Shane Ice.
Shane Dienst, Red Shane Dienst is correct. His real name was Albert from Germantown, Illinois, which is about 20 miles from me.
He just died a couple years ago.
Yes, he did. Number four, Hockey Hall of Fame inductee Red Kelly won 8 Stanley Cups, 4 with the Red Wings and 4 with the Maple Leafs. He holds a Stanley Cup victory feat similar to that of Robert Horry in the NBA. What is that specific Stanley Cup achievement?
We probably didn't hit any three-pointers.
That'd be awesome.
I'll say cup-winning goals.
Cup-winning goals is incorrect. Wesley?
I think Horry won with several different teams. So did he win the cup with the most different teams?
That is also incorrect. He won the most championships of any player without having ever played for the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh.
Robert Horry is the player in the NBA with the most championships while never having played for the Celtics.
Or the Canadiens.
And Red... This is true. And for the record, Red Kelly's real name was Leonard. And number five, in 2008, ESPN named Red Grange the greatest college football player of all time. His collegiate success was with what Big Ten school?
Oh, thank God I got one I knew. Illinois.
Illinois, that is correct. Red Grange's real name was Harold.
You got the two I knew in that round.
Yep.
Wesley, we are to you. You have to choose between greens and violets.
I'm guessing green may be people with the last name Green, and violet may be people who played for teams that wore purple. I don't know which one I would prefer, but I'm going to go with violets.
Violets. These are 5 questions about flowers and flower people in sports.
Okay.
Number one, what annual race is nicknamed the Run for the Carnations?
I've got a 50% chance. And I better get it right, because otherwise it's going to be rebounded. Belmont.
The Belmont Stakes is correct for 10 points. The Kentucky Derby is the Run for the Roses, and the Preakness is known as the Run for the Black-Eyed Susans.
Okay. I'll remember those now.
Yes. Number two, known for sponsorship reasons as the Aegeus Bowl, the Rose Bowl in Hampshire, England is best known as a venue for what sport?
Cricket.
Cricket is correct for 10 points. Very well done. Number three, in 2013, Justin Rose became the first Englishman to win a major golf tournament, the U.S. Open in this case, since what man won the Masters in 1996?
I'm going to challenge, see how much golf Josh knows.
Josh, you have been challenged.
Well, he won it because the shark choked. It was Faldo.
Nick Faldo, correct, for 15 points.
Nice. Well done.
He knows the shark and everything. He knows a lot about golf.
Rose was the first Englishman to win the U.S. Open since Tony Jacklin in 1970. Number four. In 1911, during her final year on the circuit, world champion figure skater Lily Kronberger became the first figure skater to incorporate what into her free program?
I'm still going to go with it. I'm going to guess a jump.
Jump is incorrect. Josh?
I kind of think maybe it's supposed to be more specific. So I'll say double axle.
No, the correct answer is she was the first person to use musical accompaniment.
Oh,
to the
program. Oh, cool. Oh, that makes sense.
Right? That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat. I like it.
And number five, with the first meeting being a baseball game in 1898, what two universities do battle in events labeled the Sunflower Showdown?
I'm trying to make sure I don't overthink it. Kansas and Kansas State?
Kansas and Kansas State is correct. Josh was waiting on that one.
Yeah, I was just hitting the fictional buzzer as fast as I could there.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly made the most sense. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like Kansas and Wichita State or something like that.
Oh, yeah. But then that would require KU actually playing Wichita State. So.
This is exciting.
That takes us to the first intermission question. I'm going to give you a sports award or trophy, and you need to name the person after which it is named. Number one. The trophy given to the winner of the AFC each season in the NFL. Number two, Major League Baseball's Outstanding Designated Hitter Award. Number three, the NBA MVP Trophy. And number four, the best player in the NHL as determined by the players themselves. And while these guys think about this, here is a promo that has won no awards and no trophies.
Yet.
Hey, Ryan, why should people give us iTunes reviews?
Well, if you give us iTunes reviews, we can have many good things happen out of it. There will be exposure for the show, which means more views and listens for us, which means a stronger community for the place, as well as more listens and everything like that. Also, if you do that, we get more money to buy Aaron alcohol, Brent Mixer, and me all the mess I could ever want.
I'm sold.
We are back with the guys' answers to the first intermission question about named sports awards or trophies. Wesley, let's start with you. What is the name of the trophy given to the winner of the AFC each season in the NFL?
I think it's the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
And Josh?
Lamar Hunt.
That is correct. 5 points apiece. Number two, let's start with Josh. The MLB's Outstanding Designated Hitter Award.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was a toss-up between two folks. I went with Edgar Martinez.
And Wesley?
It's Edgar Martinez.
Edgar Martinez is correct. 5 points apiece again. Wesley, number three, the NBA MVP trophy.
This is where I started to not know. I said maybe this one's Bill Russell.
And Josh?
Now I'm doubting this. I thought it was Oscar Robertson, but I think I might have mixed those up with the finals and regular season MVPs.
Yeah, the answer is the Maurice Podoloff Trophy.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
I have no idea who Maurice Podoloff is.
I think he was the first commissioner. Don't check me. I mean, don't like hold me to that, but I think that might be who he was.
Hey, Alexa. Who's Maurice Podoloff?
I'm not sure.
Alex is in the same boat as a lot of us.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Not an NBA MVP, so
pardon my language, but and Josh, number four, the best player in the NHL as determined by the players themselves.
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong on this one because I think it's a relatively recent award. So I went with a relatively recent player in Mario Lemieux.
And Wesley?
I said the Maurice Richard Trophy.
Both good guesses. That is the Ted Lindsay Award.
Oh, my God.
Of course it is.
Can I miss former Red Wings questions? That makes me feel bad.
So both players pick up 10 points. Josh, you have 45. Wesley, you have 40. Really close game. Second period. Here is Aaron.
Hey, I'm here to f*** up your scores. Wesley's picking first?
Yeah.
I'm getting so good at this. All right, cool.
That's two in one day.
Yes. Killing it. You can choose from Wesley skiing, figure skating, or miscellaneous winter sports.
I feel decent about skiing, not as good about figure skating. I feel like I could probably do miscellaneous winter sports, so let's go there.
Okay. These are five questions about miscellaneous winter sports.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's making me nervous because, like, what's the catch? Number one.
Yeah.
Established in 1807, the oldest active athletic club in North America is the Royal Montreal what club?
It's got to be curling.
It does got to be curling for 10 points. Number two. What is the name of the Winter Olympic event where snowboarders go down a hill and do wicked tricks and on ramps, rails, and platforms?
Is that slope style?
It is slope style. Number three. First played in England, what sports is comparable to field hockey on ice but is played like soccer, 11 players for 45-minute halves?
I don't think it's an Olympic sport because I would know it. It bit me last time, but let's challenge on this one.
Ooh, Josh.
Oh, this is an excellent challenge. I go with ice football.
Ice football is incorrect, weirdly. The answer is something called bandy.
Oh, okay, I have heard of that.
Yeah. Number four. Sledge hockey, played on uniquely made implements, is a sport generally competed in by people sharing what distinctive commonality?
So, I mean, they're disabled. It's like Paralympic hockey.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if I needed to say, like, oh, they're all paralyzed from the waist down or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. It is generally played by paraplegic athletes or competitors without full leg control. They sit on sleds that kind of look like workout benches with a couple skates on the bottom. But yeah, it's a Paralympic variation. And it is super exciting to watch.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So fun. Number five. In 1995, 2000, 2002, and 2007, who won the Tesoro Iron Dog Race? It's the world's longest snowmobile race, vaguely following the path of the Iditarod, but adding on additional mileage to go through Fairbanks.
I wish I had a third challenge, because I don't know it, and I'm doubting Josh does either. Mr. Johnson.
Lucky Johnson's not going to do you good there. Josh, do you know?
I'm going to guess Susan Butcher went on to a snowmobile or something.
She did not. The correct answer is Todd Palin.
Oh.
First dude.
Love it.
Yeah, he was the first gentleman of Alaska from 2006 to 2009.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah. Right?
That's like one of those where it's like, I don't know. But the answer is almost the payoff.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me about this question?
Because Ryan at what the .com. We seek to educate as well as entertain. All right, Josh.
That's right.
And if you can't do one, at least be funny. Right. Josh, it is to you. You can choose from skiing or figure skating.
I don't like either of these. I'm going to go with figure skating and hope for the best.
Cool. These are five questions about figure skating. Making me nervous. Number one. At the 1984 Sarajevo Olympics, Jane Torvill and Christopher Dean became the highest scoring pairs skaters ever for a single skate when they memorably and flawlessly performed a routine to what piece of music by French composer Maurice Ravel? That is a question that will give you whiplash.
Yeah. There's a lot of ins on that one. It's Bolero.
It is Bolero. Nice. The Brits are still super proud of this even today. Like, they've made a TV movie about it and everything.
But do they have Royal Highness titles to go with them?
Number two. What two-word U.S. city of about 470,000 people is home to the World Figure Skating Hall of Fame? It hosted the World Figure Skating Championships five times between 1957 and 1975.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and challenge Wesley.
Ooh, Wesley.
Good challenge. Nice. I'm trying to think of cities that have some sort of major connection to the Olympics that are also big enough. And my biggest guess is Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs is correct.
Good job. Points. Good job.
Nice thinking logic you did there.
It's now the official training area for the U.S. Olympic teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the population matched.
Yeah, nice. It's also a very weird town. Number three. 8 of the last 9 years, the silver medalist in men's singles at the World Figure Skating Championships has come from what country? Josh, this is back to you.
Silver medalist. Go with, I think the U.S.
U.S. is incorrect. Wesley?
I'll say Japan.
Japan is correct for a 5-point rebound.
So I was thinking Japan had won a number of them, so I was eliminated that one.
Gotcha, yeah. This list includes, and this might have been what threw you, 2-time Olympic gold medalist and 2-time world champion Yuzuru Hanyu and former 1-time world champion Daisuke Takahashi. I don't know if I said those right, but I felt really good.
It sounded great.
Move on.
I'm just happy they were in the second period.
Number 4. What figure skating jump is generally considered the toughest as it requires an extra half rotation and is the only one to see the skater take off from a forward position?
Well, I feel like I got a 1-in-2 chance on this one, too. I'll go with Axel.
Axel is correct for 10 points. If anything, a triple axel is much closer to a quad jump than any triple. I don't actually have a dog in this fight, but if you want to debate that, Ryan at figureskatingsemantics.sportstrivia.com. Number 5.
You guys are running out of domain names. So. Yeah.
Cost me a fortune to God, man.
Number 5. The U.S. have been notably absent from the Olympic podium in ladies' singles after decades of domination. The last time an American woman placed top 3 at the Games was when Sasha Cohen earned gold behind Japan's Shizuka Arakawa in what year?
2006.
2006 is correct. 10 more points. Wesley's upset.
It's okay.
All right. Going into the second intermission, Wesley has 100, Josh has 75. All right, your second intermission question is, to name the 6 NBA players that earned 10,000 points and regular season MVP honors by the ripe old age of 25. That's just depressing. Here's an ad.
Just a quick reminder to support us at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff so we can continue to offer great sports trivia.
You should definitely donate money because it helps us with things. I'm bad at this.
You're right. You are. Yeah. Sorry.
We are back with some names. Wesley, what 6 names did you write down?
I said LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan, Derrick Rose, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay. And Josh, what did you say?
I had LeBron, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Derrick Rose, Michael Jordan.
Okay. And the answers are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Bob McAdoo, and the Greek Freak. Who's the name I'm not going to pronounce?
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That guy. Him. Yep. Yeah. All right. Wesley picked up 20. Josh picked up 15. The scores going into the third period are Wesley 120, Josh 90, but it is still anyone's game. Let's see what the third period categories are. Brent.
Josh, we are to you. You have your choice between these categories. Football star and football coach. He's a magic man. Or Echo.
What was that last category again, Brent?
It was Echo.
Echo.
Cool.
I'll go with football, please.
Football star and football coach. These are 5 questions about Dan Marino and Jose Mourinho.
This could be the end of the game here. So
that's Ryan at
yeah. Hopes and dreams crushed.com. Yeah.
That's Ryan at what the hell, man? Number 1, Patrick Mahomes recently became the 3rd NFL player to win an MVP and make it to a Super Bowl in his first 3 years as a pro. The first person to do this was Dan Marino. Who was the 2nd?
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner is correct for 10 points. Number 2, Jose Mourinho's pro career lasted from 1980 to 1987, where he played exclusively for clubs located in what country?
How about Spain?
Spain is incorrect, Wesley.
I've got it down to two because Mourinho's a Portuguese name. So I'm going to say that he played in Brazil.
Mourinho was born in Portugal and his managerial career with Benfica and Porto, two legendary Portuguese clubs. No points awarded there. The flip of the coin gotcha.
Yep. I got it earlier with the Belmont.
Yes. Number three, back to Josh. Dan Marino was the last quarterback drafted in the first round of the legendary class of 83. Taken by the Jets, who was the most recent quarterback taken that round before Marino?
Okay, I'm going to try some strategery here and challenge.
Wesley, you've been challenged.
It's probably a good challenge. The funny answer here would be to say Vinny Testaverde. I don't think he's quite that old.
it's pretty close.
83. Middle era of NFL gets me a little bit. Just so that I don't waste any more time, I'll just say Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman is incorrect. Out of UC Davis, Ken O'Brien had a solid, though not remarkable, career in the NFL.
Sure.
So Josh keeps his 10 points. Yep.
That was my guess, but I wasn't 100% positive, and I needed some points. So.
Mm-hmm. Good challenge. Number four, just last year, Jose Mourinho signed up to manage what Premier League squad, his third in 6 years?
Man, I can't keep track of where he is. I'll go with Arsenal.
Arsenal is incorrect. Wesley?
I feel like he's at Arsenal now, after they fired... Oh, what's his face? I knew there was going to be a question about where he is now, and I also can't keep track. For some reason, Southampton is popping out to me. So I'm going to say Southampton.
Southampton is also incorrect. He is at Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, okay.
Doing well, I'm sure.
Well, Liverpool's kind of running roughshod over the entire league this year, which I'm quite happy about. So, number five to Josh. In a 1994 game against the Jets, Marino executed what is now known as the clock play. What did Marino do on the Jets' 8-yard line with 38 seconds left?
I feel like it's already described in the question here. He faked spiking the ball and then threw a touchdown.
That is correct for 10 points. Wesley, we are to you. You have to choose between He's a Magic Man or Echo.
Echo. I'll choose the third category.
That's Echo.
However, because you chose it, he doesn't get to do that ever again.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
It'll show up on a best of.
Which Aaron, by the way, let the record show, gave a thumbs up to the bench. I'm not going to do that anymore.
It just seems like a lot of effort.
Anything for the podcast, you know.
That's right.
Number one, 8 of the last 9 Division I FCS football championships have been won by a college with what team nickname?
The Bison.
Bison is correct. North Dakota State's team only hiccup came in 2016 when they didn't make the championship. James Madison defeated Youngstown State.
I want like extra brownie points for pronouncing it with the Z in the middle instead of the S.
So when I was going out to St. Louis, it was the weekend of the national championship, and I'm very close to JMU. I know a ton of JMU alums. Everybody in the airport between, it's because I connected through Charlotte, so Richmond, Charlotte, St. Louis, everyone that Friday was wearing JMU gear. They were all super psyched. They were all really happy. Coming back on Sunday, Richmond to O'Hare, or sorry, St. Louis to O'Hare to Richmond, everybody was wearing purple and weren't talking very much.
Sad Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, in 1943, Ken Sailors of the Wyoming Cowboys brought glory home to Laramie when he guided his team to March Madness victory. Sailors is a notable name, though, because he popularized what now incredibly common method of attempting to score.
A dunk.
Dunk is incorrect. Josh?
This seems like it might be too late for this, but I'll try it anyway. A jump shot.
Jump shot is correct for 5 points.
Quick shout out to Ryan for the wording in that. I'm looking at it like attempting to score is a really awkward way to phrase that, but he didn't want to say shoot. Good work.
Yes.
That's exactly why I went with dunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The previous standard had been a two-handed feet set flat shot. Sailors pioneered the jump, body straight, arm cocked, knuckles at the hairline jump shot we recognize today.
That makes sense.
I've seen a lot of high school basketball that still, I'm not sure they've figured out how to jump yet. So.
Number three, the two Alaskan campuses that compete in D1 college hockey are located in what two cities?
It makes sense to be Anchorage and Fairbanks, so that's what I'm going to go with.
That is correct for 10 points.
I've seen both of those teams play hockey. Not in Alaska, which would have been cool, but in Michigan.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Don't they just like play out in the yard in Alaska?
Yeah, exactly. Just open the door.
Yeah. Man, it would be cool to live in a climate cold enough to have an outdoor rink in the backyard. That would be awesome.
Counterpoint, you'd have to live in a climate cold enough where water freezes solid often enough that you can skate on it.
I don't mind the cold, though. Number four, owing its origins to The Simpsons, what is the name of the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies that play in Albuquerque?
The Isotopes.
The Isotopes is correct for another 10 points. And number five, the majority of the University of Hawaii's athletic teams play their games in what NCAA conference?
Ironically, they're in the Mountain West.
That is incorrect. Josh?
Yeah, I think they might have been at one point, or they certainly were in the old WAC with them. I'll go with it. West Coast Conference.
The answer I have is Big West. Now I'm going to research that.
I think that's right.
Same as
And it may have come from playing the majority of their games in one conference, because I know they play football in the Mountain West.
Right. I think that's right, because I think they're playing with like UC Davis and
that makes sense.
Northridge, those kind of teams.
Yep.
So you're cool with no points awarded?
I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. After the third period, Wesley has a 150 to 125 lead over Josh. It is time for the shootout. Here's how it works.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Number one, the number of RBIs achieved by Mickey Mantle during his 1956 American League Triple Crown season. Number two, in years, the current age of former soccer superstar Michel Platini. Just because you're sneaking around the back doesn't mean I can't see you, Jimmy. And number three, the number of miles achieved by cyclist Christoph Strasser in a 24-hour period in 2015 at the Berlin Airport. And while I'm trying to figure out what that last question means, they're going to come up with some answers, and you're going to listen to this promo.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back with some answers. Number one, the number of RBIs achieved by Mickey Mantle during his 1956 American League Triple Crown season. Wesley, what did you say?
I said 145 because that's a crap ton of RBIs for a season.
And Josh?
I said a slightly more crap ton with 147. Basically, you know, I had the limit of 161 for Hack Wilson. It had to be less than that, but enough where you could win a Triple Crown.
Okay, well, in this case, the limit does exist, but it is slightly lower. It was 130.
So
Wesley was off by 15. Josh was off by 17. Very respectable. Number two, former soccer superstar Michel Platini. How old is he, Wesley?
I think he's a really nice age of 69.
Nice. And Josh?
I said 63 because I think he was really good in about 1984. I would have put him about 28, added 36. So, ish. So, 63.
While I will never argue with 69 as an answer, the correct answer was 64.
Mm.
So, Josh is off by one, Wesley off by five. Taking us to number three, the decider. The number of miles achieved by cyclist Christoph Strasser in a 24-hour period at 2015 at the Berlin Airport, Wesley.
So I said that a 3-minute mile pace would be an insane pace to keep up over a 24-hour period, which would give us 480 miles, and then I added a few because maybe he went slightly under that pace, and so I said he cycled 500.
Okay, and Josh?
Almost the exact same logic, but I said 493.
So you guys were both low. This guy is nuts. He cycled for 557 miles in a 24-hour period. I don't know if he just had a super long layover or what. I've never heard of it. But that's a thing that he did. So Wesley was off by 57, Josh by 64. Y'all, this was close as Wesley picks up 20 points for the shootout. Don't let the scores deceive you. This was neck and neck the whole way. Wesley is our winner with 170. Josh, a respectable 125.
Nice job. Good game, Wesley.
Great game, Josh.
Wesley, you with that victory, you will move on to the semifinals. Josh, unfortunately, you've been eliminated, but thank you very much for coming on and being a part of this.
Sure. No problem. I was pleased and honored to be asked.
You did great, man.
Josh, is there any final words from you?
I'll do my ubiquitous request for Patreon donations to the team so, you know, we can fund stuff like this.
Thanks, dude.
I'll echo that. They do a great job. The production value of this podcast is just off the charts, and I look forward to listening to it every week.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind. Any other final words from you, Wesley?
This will come out after Geekville, so I can't even put in a plug for come to Geekville.
We all had fun at Geekville, didn't we?
Yes, we had a great time.
That thing was crazy, wasn't it?
I wish Josh was there.
Remember the time that guy did that thing with the other thing? That was awesome. Yeah.
Man, I can't believe the bail was so low, but yeah.
People keep making that joke, and I'm starting to get uncomfortable with it. Like, yo, I'm not licensed in Illinois. I cannot help you.
Alrighty, so for Wesley and Josh and Aaron, my name is Brent. We will see you next time you download.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
Well, we can get Ryan to work on that, and I'm sure he can come up with at least 7 or 8 more.
That's true. Other than that, I'm good. Hello from the distant past, because we're recording this, you know, back in like 2017. I feel like it's going to feel like that long ago by the time this episode finally drops.
We're going to be like Triviality.
Yeah. Efficient with our time.
I feel like I should be doing something special with this, Ryan, or Aaron. I called you Ryan. Good God.
I've been called worse, I think.
But not much worse. Can you hear that?
Yes.
It'll quit in just... Hang on a second.
Does that mean the gas is getting pumped into his face there?
Number 2. What is the name of the Winter Olympic event where snowboarders go down a hill and do wicked tricks, his word, not mine, and... oh, wicked... damn it. It's better the way he wrote it. All right, fine.